Breakfast with Now TV. Have a movie marathon with over 1,000 movies on Now TV.
We'll start, as we always do, with a look at the world you're waking up to, and the paper is all dominated by just one story this morning, and that is the death of Gay Byrne. Front pages, the Irish Independent: Gay Byrne, the voice of a nation, falls silent. The Irish Daily Mail: thank you, Gaybo. And the Star says, Gaybo, voice of Ireland. We knew he wasn't well.
We did.
He was an elderly man, but yet it still came as somewhat of a shock yesterday, and when the news came through at around 3 o'clock that Gay was with us no more.
When anybody passes, though, especially someone that's impacted people's lives as he did, you still get shocked. I feel like you don't ever really realise how human you are till you hear news like this, where you're just like...
Gay Byrne has just been, like, since I was born, Gay Byrne has been the most famous man in Ireland. And just to think of a world where he's not there is going to take a little bit of time to get our head around.
Yeah.
Let me read some of just the other headlines, because it really gives a reflection of what people are saying this morning, and the supplements in all the papers. A towering broadcaster who set the agenda for modern Irish society. Often imitated, always listened to. When he was on form, he was never surpassed. If 60 years of Ireland had a voice, it would be Gay's. And another one here: he was an insider and an outsider. We were lucky to have this TV man. And I love this from the Mail: he was the first Irish woman's affair. The smelly husband went out in the morning and Gay came in. 9 a.m. he arrived every morning with his radio show.
Wow.
There will never be another like Gay Byrne.
No.
I think it's fair to say. I was trying to think yesterday, and I do think he has to be the most famous man in Ireland of the last half century anyway. Maybe De Valera before him. But even Taoiseach and presidents would not come close to Gay Byrne's fame.
No, they wouldn't. It's not overstating it to say that he had more of an impact in 20th century Ireland than most politicians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And of course, the thing about it is, he was definitely the best that Ireland has ever produced in terms of broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
But arguably, he was as good as anyone in the world. He was compared with Johnny Carson. He was offered work in America. It wasn't for him. He decided he'd stay here in Ireland. But just, there's very few that can do TV and radio as well as he did.
Yeah.
You know?
And all types of.
I mean, he was a performer. He was a light entertainment host. He was a political giant in terms of how he tackled people.
I saw people comparing him to Johnny Carson and even Michael Parkinson last night. After Stephen Fry tweeted that there was nobody like him, the Brits were going, well, surely Michael Parkinson.
No.
But Michael Parkinson was a supreme interviewer of celebrities.
Yeah.
But did not follow that up 10 minutes later by taking on the Church or the Taoiseach or...
And also the performance level that Gay Byrne used to put in. Like, I was watching some of the clips yesterday of when comedy was on the show, he was always part of the act. Like, he would actually get physically involved. I remember Rod Hull and Emu, and Emu took the head off him.
And Andrew Sachs, Manuel.
Exactly. Yeah. He would always, I think he had some stage experience and acting experience. So,
and
look.
It was at a time, too, like, the Late Late Show had guests on. I remember there's, some of my most memorable interviews. Billy Connolly.
They had a great relationship.
Who came straight from the Olympia one night after a gig. Noel Gallagher came straight from wherever Oasis were playing straight after a gig. It happened that if famous people were in Ireland performing, they would try and make it to the late at 11 o'clock for a 20-minute interview before it just wouldn't happen now or anywhere else.
Even the jaw-dropping moment, and I remember it clearly because it was the 90s, when Terry Keane comes on and announces she's been having a 20-year affair with the former Taoiseach, you know?
Yeah.
It's like phenomenal stuff.
I mean, there's a supplement in every single newspaper today, and they all have photo frames of all the famous people that were on, like the Terry Keane interview,
Annie Murphy interview. Unfortunately, it wasn't one of his better days.
No, it wasn't. And I think the Tommy Tiernan
scandal
where Gay admitted afterwards that was a mistake, it should have been stopped, it should have been this, it should have been that. So the most famous moments in Irish television, a lot of them happened on the Late Late Show. And the most famous moments in Irish radio happened on Gay Byrne's radio show. I mean, the industry has changed dramatically. I think we all kind of pretend to do radio sometimes.
That's it. There's so many people that have come out and says, you know, they wouldn't have even have gotten into the media world. It's only for him.
Well, you know, you look at it like the stuff we do with callers. Yeah. You know, he brought callers to Irish radio. Mm. You know, the dilemma. He, you know, people told their stories to him. He really started it all.
Yeah.
Celebrities, international celebrities, paying their tributes this morning, from Graham Norton to Patrick Keelty to Stephen Fry, even the legs of Piers Morgan has. But what I love is the Kilkenny People. Great local paper, and has a great knack of finding the local angle on any big story.
Yeah.
And so they published an old story yesterday about the time Gay Byrne got a puncture on his bike in Thomastown. Okay.
Isn't that in any other supplement?
Absolutely. I think he'd been staying in Mount Juliet, and he was out for. And they don't make it clear, was he on like a bike or his actual motorbike that U2 gave him?
Okay.
But they said that he was told to go to Sim Tracy's hardware shop in Thomastown to get the puncture sorted, which he did.
Yeah.
And he said, Gay said at the time, "It's a truly old style granddad's hardware shop, a cornucopia of hidden treasures with things in boxes and shelves hanging from the ceiling and stacked high on the floor and hidden away in corners which hadn't been disturbed in 40 years.
So if you can't find it there, you don't need it."
Well, he was sceptical about whether the puncture could be fixed, and sure enough it was. He was flabbergasted.
Yeah.
But, alas, that's not the end of the story.
Oh no, what happened?
He then went off on his way with the bike, but the pedal went. He had to get the pedal replaced, okay? He was between Thomastown and Bennett's Bridge. The pedal clip on his bike gave up the ghost after 20 years hard graft, and he went back to Sim Tracy's hardware shop thinking, no way. There's no way now amongst all this stuff can they fix the pedal as well. Lo and behold. Help me God, he had a pair of the damn things. So long in stock, they were still priced in punts. And he said the one thing they didn't have, though, was a computer. A pen, a ledger and long division were used to convert the price from punts to euro. And a clearly impressed Gay Byrne recommended anyone passing through Thomastown should step into the shop. He said they'd probably do you a lightly boiled egg and a few slices of buttered toast as well. Getting your hair cut.
Yeah.
Is it a chore? Would you enjoy it? I know we like the end result, but the actual process of sitting in the chair.
Male or female?
Well, probably more for girls, because you spend longer in the chair.
That's way more expensive.
And it's way more expensive.
True.
I'll tell you why I mention this, because the salon in London has decided to offer a new service. It's called the silent haircut. No nonsense chit-chat. Just get into the chair. We'll do the job. I'm not going to ask you if you're going on holidays. I'm not going to ask you what you're doing for the weekend. Just do the job.
That should be the way anyway. It's kind of like
no,
feel out the vibe. Like if somebody's not talking, they're not talking. If they come in the next day and they're talking, work away. But like just
A good hairdresser or a good taxi driver or a good, you know, anyone in that close proximity will gauge the situation as to whether somebody's a chatter or not.
But it's also very uncomfortable if you are there doing, you know, a full on hour and a half, nearly 2 hour treatment and not saying anything at all to the person that's cutting your hair.
But if you don't want to say anything at all, if you're just not in the mood to talk.
Like I get my nails done as well, and I've tried. Some days you go in and you're really tired, but you just make the effort because it's a long time to be sitting there, somebody servicing you and just being in silence. Now, yeah, this is different. If you're paying for it, then grand, but well, I'd find it very strange.
Not another salon in London is offering this new service. You don't feel like having the chats. The silent haircut is offered as an option when booking an appointment at no extra cost to clients. Clients who are interested in the silent snip will first meet with their stylist for a brief conversation about the cut before then launching into quiet mode for the rest of the appointment.
Here, the idea of a pre-meeting.
Well, no, it's probably at the very start of your haircut. You're allowed 5 minutes to chat.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
But then you go in like, you know, to say that you're not allowed to speak at all for the next 90 minutes rather than just sit down. We know you're not in the mood for the chats, but like in 15 minutes time, I might have to ask you a question. Like, is that not okay?
So,
I think they've gone overboard here.
Well, she said it's an option whether you want it or not. Some people do, some people don't. They've got a huge reaction on their Instagram page. One person commented, "I've not had my hair cut in 12 months as I can't face the chit chat at my local salon."
Ah, come on.
No.
"Where I feel like an outsider or not cool enough with trends. I'd love it if all salons gave you this option," another person said.
What are these people talking about with their hair? Like, your hairstylist usually kind of knows your backstory. Like, it's the person I've been going to for a long time, so she kind of knows my life and my business. How's the love life, girl?
Oh, so you're like a walking soap opera. I'd be asking loads of questions too, Trish.
But like, and if you go once or twice, she'd be able to gauge if you went in and you just weren't in the mood for talking. She wouldn't be talking as much.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
This is Beat.
The question is, what looks easy peasy lemon squeezy, but is actually really, really difficult? Okay, think about that for a moment.
Most things.
It just, you think, that looks easy. I could do that. I mean, I could have a go at that. And then you realise, not easy at all.
Yeah, I mean, Jamie's 15-minute meal.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah.
There's no way that you can make that stuff in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I was going to say baking as well. I don't know, any time I watch people baking, just a little bit of this.
Yeah, yeah.
And a little bit of that.
A little sprinkle of that.
No, you have to measure out things or your cake will flop. I really do want to learn how to bake properly, but it always looks easier than it really is.
Happens us all, Trish.
It does. Here's a few of the popular answers people are voting for online. What looks really, really easy but isn't so easy after all? Whistling with your fingers.
Yeah.
I can't do that. No, you can't even do a basic whistle. But I'd love to be able to do that.
Yeah, I can't.
But it looks really easy.
Yeah, one of those.
Drawing something from memory. People are saying, draw, you know, the bird or whatever it is. I just can't draw.
You have to
anyway.
Learn how to draw first, yeah.
I can't even say people's names from memory. Never mind draw.
Digging.
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 Anytime
you see it on movies or TV, everyone's like, whoop, 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 whoop. I go and literally one dig and I'm like, oh, I'm best.
Well, hang on.
It's like it's harder than it. Like the ground is hard.
Hang on a second, Trish. Trish,
go on.
Yeah.
When in God's green earth was the last time that you dug a hole?
Yeah, I'm curious as well.
When did you ever put foot to shovel? In the name of God.
No, I definitely have done it.
You
but
have
not successfully.
Dug in your life.
Yeah. But when I was doing like a bit of gardening work and stuff.
He's making things up now.
Nonsense.
Breaking dirt is not easy, and it's not. It's
well, it depends on what you've had the night before. Hey!
And one more. Those CAPTCHA things. They should be easy.
They're just annoying more than.
It's
difficult,
just
yeah.
ridiculous.
Take the three pictures with the bridge in it.
Oh, stop. Oh, with the traffic lights in it.
Is that a light?
No, that's
not water, I see.
Lampposts.
Yeah, or, you know, to tick the three boxes that had bicycles in it and the wheel goes across four boxes. And I'm like, what am I meant to do here? What looks really, really easy until you actually go and try it?
Going on Beat the Bomb, maybe.
Actually, you know, a lot of people say that to me all the time. They're like, when I'm at home or I'm in the car, I get 16 right and I rang in once and I got 4 right. What is going on there?
Yeah. Is sport on the list? Sport looks easy.
Yeah.
I could throw that basketball into that hoop, no bother. Yeah. Oh, actually, no, I'm way off.
Yeah. I think a lot of stuff people are seeing on TV and movies, oh, that looks really easy, and then you try and it's not so much. Here's a few of the answers just coming into us. Coming up with witty comebacks on the spot.
Oh, yeah.
You always come up with it later in the shower, don't you? Go, if only I'd come back with that comeback, it would have been great. Folding fitted sheets, Michelle texted us in.
Oh, I don't even bother with the fitted ones. Right. I just two hands come together and I just roll it up there.
Saving money, says Mark.
Oh gosh.
Looks really easy. Yeah, you just put a little bit away each week. It's really easy.
Just don't spend money that you don't need to spend. But sure, then you end up spending it on the stuff that you do need to spend it on, and that's it done.
Yeah, and something else comes up every month.
Yeah. And one more for now. What looks really easy but is not so easy? Doing makeup, especially natural makeup. The natural, it's meant to be easy, is it?
Yeah, because it's supposed to look like your exact face, just with a few little highlights. But you end up putting on half the makeup you have in your bag anyway to get this natural look. Yeah, it's not easy at all.
Okay, you don't see much of the natural look around anymore now, do you?
No. Things that look easy but aren't so easy. Chantelle in Waterford. Assignments that are due today that I didn't finish last night.
Oh yeah. I'm just going to top it up with a few lines here. It'll be fine. 4 a.m. and you're still awake.
It never works.
No.
The idea of leaving it till next morning, and then you wake up and you're groggy and the last thing you want to do is sit down and write another page.
Yeah.
Don't leave it till the morning. That's my advice. Having kids, oh, it's not as easy as some mams make it look or sound, says a WhatsApp message.
Yeah. I think that's one we all know. Kids, you have it for life.
Yeah, but I don't know. You know the way some people like post on social media?
It's such an
easy thing to have such a wonderful young family and life is bliss. And
here I am at the beach with my 4 kids. Mm. They just got into the car of their own accord.
Yeah, everyone was in good form. There was no rows.
Brought everything they needed with them.
Yeah.
Nobody forgot anything.
No, there was no, I can't find my shoe at the last minute. No. None of that.
No ice cream dropped on the back seat. Nothing. No. Nah. Perfect.
This is Beat. It's a very important time of year for small ones, little ones across the southeast, because it's at this time that Santa's elves, the scout elves, are returning to houses across Ireland to keep an eye on everybody, to make sure we're all being really good coming up to Christmas time. And this year we have a direct line to the North Pole. We're teaming up with OnPost and their Elf on the Shelf stamp and postcard pack. Six magical messages from your Scout Elf delivered by OnPost. And what we're doing is the head Scout Elf, Jingles, is going to be talking to some kids across the southeast over the next few weeks on the show, just to make sure everything's okay and they're being good. And I think we can now cross over to Jingles, who is the official elf ambassador for Ireland in the North Pole. Jingles, hello.
Hi guys, it's the North Pole calling. Jingles here, and I'm talking to Jack on the phone.
Hello.
Hello, is that Jack?
Yeah.
My name is Jingles. I'm an elf and I'm calling you from the North Pole.
Hey Jingles.
How old are you, Jack?
Seven.
You're seven. And where do you live?
Dynamite.
I heard that you love the Power Rangers, and I love the Power Rangers too.
Yeah.
What's your favourite Power Ranger?
Brody.
The blue one?
No, Brody's the red one.
The red one? I like the blue one best. Hey Jack, what happened to your arm?
Oh, I jumped to a bed to another and then I fell off and it got broken.
You fell off the bed?
Yeah.
And did you have to go to the fracture clinic?
Yeah.
Oh, what happened there?
They put a sling on me. I got a headache going home from the hospital.
Aww. And did you show Holly and Lauren?
Yeah.
Are they excited about Christmas too?
Sorry, Holly's talking. What are you saying?
I said, are they excited for Christmas too?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. I heard you're really good in school too.
Yeah.
Because I was talking to Mrs. Walsh and she told me that you're the best boy.
Thanks for calling.
No problem. You be good now before Christmas, okay?
Yeah. What present do you want?
What present do I want? I want a Lego car.
Yeah.
Bye, Jack. Guys, back to you in the studio. I'll be back next week and I'll be talking to someone else live from the North Pole.
Oh, thanks a million, Jingles.
And Jack was so adorable.
Jack was quite cute.
He doesn't sound like he'd be bold at all.
Even to ask what Jingles wanted. Yeah. Nobody ever asked the elves what they want for Christmas, you know? Fair play to Jack. Now. Beat on the street. Cool to school. Right, let's get out and about and find out where we're at this morning. Hey, showing up.
Good morning, you lovely lass. We have arrived. We are in Ferrybank in Waterford this morning. They are a giggly bunch. We are in Mia's house. Good morning, girls.
Good morning.
And who are your two friends?
Kira. And Rebecca.
And what age are you ladies, Rebecca?
Nine.
Kira?
Nine.
And Mia?
Eight.
Eight. You had to think about that, didn't you?
I'm like, nine.
Come here. Last week was midterm and it was Halloween. You were busy. Mia, where did you go? Tell us.
I went to Leitrim.
Leitrim, lovely.
Leitrim.
And what happened in Leitrim? Where were you?
We rented out houses and rented out three houses, so we got free boats.
Excuse me? You got a boat with your house? Are you posh or what?
Yeah.
And was it good fun?
Yeah. We went fishing.
Oh my God.
I don't know how to fish though.
Okay, but you had a boat. This is so glamorous. I love it. And come here to me, Kira. What did you dress up as for Halloween? You went trick-or-treating.
I dressed up as Hermione Granger.
Excellent. And were people impressed?
Yeah.
Yeah? And what about you, Mia?
I was supposed to dress up as Luna Lovegood, but I didn't want to wear a wig and I couldn't find her actual glasses. So okay. I just dressed up as myself in Hogwarts robes. Oh, Hogwarts.
Excellent. That was quite detailed, but we got there in the end.
But I am in Ravenclaw, so it all worked out.
Excellent. Okay, and finally, Rebecca, what did you go as?
I was a killer panda.
A killer panda. I love the originality. Did that go down well?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were popular. Okay.
The teacher was scared of it.
Of course she was. Don't blame her. Come here. Right, we're getting ready to go to school. And as is tradition on Cool to School, there's a song in class. Now, we expect big things from you ladies. Tell me, Kira, why?
Because we're practicing this song for peace proms.
Wow.
So you're going to be amazing.
Very good.
Yeah. Okay, are you going to tell us what the song is?
We will.
A Million Dreams.
Oh, we love it.
I would have kept it a secret.
Look, it's out there now. Okay, we're going to get ready to go to school. What school are we going to this morning, Mia?
Lady of Good Counsel.
Okay, say goodbye to the guys back in studio.
Bye.
See you later.
Talk to you later. Can't wait to hear the song. The street. Cool.
school to school.
All right, let's get back out and about with Sean and see what's going on. Hey, Sean.
Good morning, guys. We have arrived in school. We are in Our Lady of Good Counsel in Waterford this morning. And Mia, what class are we in?
Third.
Good morning, third class.
Good morning, guys.
Wowzers, lovely welcome. Right, Mia, what was your favourite part of the morning?
The interview.
Good. And Kira?
The interview.
Excellent. And Rebecca?
The lunch, like the breakfast.
The breakfast, the blahs were good, weren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, and you've got somebody to say hello to very quickly, Mia. There's people in Dubai listening.
Hello, Kelly and Dan and Hannah and Holly.
Perfect. Okay, Miss Hall is the teacher. She is here. She is waiting. Mia, you've got a very important question. Go for it.
Do we have homework today?
No, ask her. Can you have no homework?
Can we have no homework?
I suppose you can have no homework. If you
Yay! Amazing. Okay, you guys have been practicing for what, Kira?
Peace Proms.
Peace Proms. And you've got a song prepared. We are very excited. This is, what song is it?
A Million Dreams.
Take it away, ladies.
Oh, music at all.
Breakfast with Now TV. Have a movie marathon with over 1,000 movies on Now TV.